1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Grand Junction's drinking water is free of PFAS chemicals. The EPA this week announcing strict new limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. City of Grand Junction says it's been testing for the last 2 years and has found no regulated PFAS. 29 of 2,000 water treatment facilities in Colorado reported elevated levels. There's a bill in the legislature that would ban the sale of consumer products that contain forever chemicals. Mesa County's residential real estate market is struggling alongside buyers struggling to acquire financing and sellers hesitant to put their homes on the market. That's the take of Kevin Bray, whose Bray report for March shows home sales down 22% compared to last year and first quarter sales down 13%. New building permits, though, are up 30% on the year, with a 74% increase in March compared with March of last year. Town of Palisade is rallying around those affected by last week's fatal apartment fire that left several people homeless and their property destroyed. Artists with the Craig Gallery on East 3rd in Palisade are sponsoring a fire sale. Each artist has a piece marked fire sale, and if sold, 100% of that sale will go to those who lost everything. The town of Palisade is handling that relief fund. The sale runs through Saturday, the 20th. Grand Junction's e-bike to work ownership program gets underway with applications opening Monday. The grant-funded program provides e-bikes to 44 community members who meet qualifications. Participants are required to track their trips through a mobile app with the information used to understand the effectiveness of the program and preferred travel routes. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.